Welcome to The One About Careers with Devin
and Sarah Jane,
a career podcast for adults involved with teens navigating life after high school.
We help you help your teens make informed education and career decisions by providing quality information and resources.
Join us for weekly bite-sized conversations covering various aspects of careers, including insights from professionals in different fields.
New episodes available every week at theoneaboutcareers.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The One About Careers. This week, we're going to be talking about, we're continuing our wade through the waters of paths after high school. And this one, I think, is an interesting one. And it's talking a little bit about volunteering as an option after high school. And I mean, talk about things that people don't think about doing after high school. This one's, I don't know, do you say it's the top of the list if people don't think of it? Maybe it's at the bottom of the list. Anyway, Sarah Jane, what are your thoughts on doing something like volunteering after high school?
Yeah, I think I sort of feel two ways, frankly. So because part of it is our house, we kind of had a rule that when you were finished high school, if you were not pursuing further education, you were paying us rent. And so that, frankly, is a motivator for some people to do certain things. And so as a parent wanting to make sure that my children were self-sufficient, part of me goes, I'm not convinced this volunteering thing is a good idea. On the other hand, I think that volunteering can be brilliant because it can, let's start with one of the first things is that simply, because frankly, a lot of individuals are going through high school and not working. So they aren't having their, what you and I would have called our first jobs. And so volunteering essentially can mimic a first job without the consequences of that. So you can learn behaviors like showing up when you're supposed to show up, following instructions and doing what you're supposed to do, connecting to other humans because you're working with teams, figuring out how to talk to your supervisor, sort of what I would call basic work behaviors. And the other piece to that is it can also help you understand what you don't like, which is brilliant. This is gold right here. What you don't like is a good thing to figure out. And so if you figure out you don't actually like to work with people, brilliant, great. Okay, good. Now we've just eliminated a whole bunch of potential jobs and want to focus in a different direction. Fabulous. If you do find out you like to work with people, maybe you discover there's a certain kind of person you like to work with. So it's also uncovering some likes. The third piece is around what I would call industry knowledge or an area of concern. So if you think, maybe I want to do something about food security or climate change or animal care, this is a great, very safe way to sort of get into the experience and understand what are the underlying pieces, because you don't know, right? You and I have ended up in situations where like, oh, that's what it's about. Oh, that's the underlying piece that we never knew. We didn't know we had to see X number of clients who got X number of jobs by X number of date and this kind of time. We didn't realize that's actually what employment services were about. It was not, you know, it wasn't looking long-term. It was very short-term. And this is, and I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it is. So understanding some of those pieces, I think, can be really valuable. What do you think?
I love all of that. It's so true. A big one for me is
I thought you were just going to hold it there and go, yep, that's good.
That was great. That was fantastic. We're done here. A big one for me is that it helps you to grow your network. Networking is something I talk about over and over and over. How do I stand out? How do I make sure my resume, you know, gets noticed? How do I, people will take one look at the name on my resume, they'll know I'm a girl and not want to hire me. The answer to all of those things, networking. You need to know people. who can put in a word for you, who can give you suggestions, who can give you ideas. And particularly when you're younger, and particularly coming out of a pandemic where we were isolated for months at a time, a lot of our kids are really missing those basic conversation skills. And so volunteering gives you something to talk about with people you wouldn't necessarily talk to. And that is really, really massive. And I think the other benefit is it's all the stuff you're talking about. Experience is experience. And I think we get really caught up in, I have these conversations a lot. I don't know if you do, but when we're talking like resumes and job search, oh, well, I won't put that on my resume because it was just volunteer. Okay, but what did you do there? And it turns out like, oh, I was doing like intakes for something, or I was canvassing for a political person, or whatever. And it's like, dude, those are amazing skills to put on a resume. You absolutely want to be talking about that. Whether you got paid or not, the employer does not care.
I call it work experience. Yeah. It doesn't say paid or unpaid. If it
that's
was
right.
an employment experience, that's something different. So that's why I do this, you know, that nebulous thing. And I think, you know, you made a great point in terms of networking. You need to know people, but people also need to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't know you, they can't do that recommendation. And I think the other thing, you had touched on it, is this idea of confidence. You know, we actually, the most hilarious, frustrating, infuriating piece about confidence is, how do we get it? By freaking doing the thing.
Yeah.
Even if we're doing the thing badly, simply by doing it, we can step by step build it. And there's no other way to build confidence. You can't sit at your home. You can't meditate. You can't visualize. You can't pray. I mean, you can do all of those things. You can take courses up the wazoo. You can read books. You can listen to podcasts. Until you're doing it, you don't gain the confidence.
That's right.
And so I think where my other little hesitation is that I think volunteering should be time limited. I really do.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I'm not going to put a time limit on it because humans are unique, and each individual is going to benefit from different periods. Some will do great at 3 months. Some will do great at, there's Cupcake.
Oh yeah, he's here.
He likes the volunteering conversation.
He does,
volunteers all the time. I'm volunteering how to show you how life could be if you were a cat.
I'm going to volunteer to be a pain in the butt. That's what I'm good at.
Exactly.
Thank you, buddy.
And so I think we need to just be a little bit conscious of that in terms of the timing piece and be intentional. So the other piece to this, I would say, is if there's a particular skill that you want, then you might actually gain it by volunteering.
Yeah.
And so say you're curious about the world of event planning. Oh my goodness, go to a not-for-profit, because of course they'll have an event happening and you could learn all about those kind of pieces to know, is this something that you would like to do, you know, long-term kind of thing. So it can also be a way, like during your career, volunteering can actually be a way to gain some skills that you're going to market later. So as you said,
totally
in
can.
Terms of that resume piece, it's
yeah.
very
And
cool.
I would say along those lines, the one caveat is to be wary of volunteering in roles that you actually should be getting paid for. You know, very often if it's like a for-profit company and they're like, oh yeah, you can volunteer. Like, I don't know about that. So you want to be mindful of that. And those are things where, you know, that's where conversations with the grown-ups can be helpful. That's where, you know, testimonials from previous folks can be helpful. A little bit of internet research can be helpful. Because I've definitely had clients where they're like, oh, I'm volunteering to, what, I don't even remember, like do graphic design or something. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, who lets you do that? That's really awesome. And it was like some shady company that was basically getting free work out of this poor kid. And I was like, oh no. So you definitely would have, but anything like, you go nonprofits and charities and stuff, like they're well established in those kinds of things.
Right. So one of the things
Volunteerism, I mean.
we want to mention in this phase too is internships. So internship is another word for volunteer sometimes. It is structured, it is formal, it is an opportunity, and the whole goal is you're going to learn very specific things. So that could be, I would say that would be maybe a different kind of piece where I'd be like, yeah, they're not like, I think the max is like 9 months to a year is kind of the max. I wouldn't be doing an internship, and I've got quotations here,
Quotes,
for
yeah.
any longer. And you know, there are within various programs, there are also what they call placements, right? Which is part of the learning of the program. And it's being mindful. I remember one of the placement people we had, she was like, oh, I could photocopy those for you. And I was like, I understand you could. That's not why you're here. You're here to gain skills that you need to figure out what your strengths are and where you want to go in this field, because there's so many different options. And I was sort of like, interesting that I had said no to that, because I was like, no, that's not why you're here. And so just being really aware of what you can do. And there are some structured programs, of course. One of the ones that's coming back, I'm so excited about, the team of IC. They got funding back, and beginning this summer, it's an immersive program that brings together 11 young adults who share and manage a Katimovic house while living in two different communities. They participate in 30 hours per week of nonprofit organizations, reconciliation activities with Indigenous peoples, and they design and implement community projects. So that is a volunteer program that I'm just think is a brilliant thing for individuals who are just feeling like they need a little bit more information to know their next step.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about volunteering?
No, I mean, I know it's not standard across the country, but certainly in Ontario, of course, students are required to volunteer in order to graduate. They need to have their community service hours. And I think something that most people like, they do it because they have to. So I would say if you have the option while you're in high school to do something, not just because you have to, but to actually explore, use that. And if you have finished high school, or there's a kid in your house who has finished high school, you know, get out of that mindset. This isn't a, it's for you. It should be for you to try to explore and at the same time be able to give something back to the community.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Thanks for coming back to the One About Careers. And next time we still have a couple of options for things to do after high school. So you might think we were done. We are not done. We've got other ideas.
The list goes on.
Thanks for listening to the One About Careers podcast.
You can catch up with past episodes at theoneaboutcareers.com.
Join us next week for another bite-sized conversation.